Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, I'm joined today by a very rainy Bad Bob.
And good morning, Linda. Are you feeling better?
Thank you. Yes. Well, you know, we've been passing it back and forth.
And Bad Bob?
I think it has something to do with the weather. Don't get me wrong. I keep saying, bring on the rain, bring on the rain. Thank you. Yes. I'm always going to make it to the mark. You know, I just might not have all the steam to last through the day, but good morning.
Do you mind if I join the Bob and Linda show here? Okay, turn off your microphone.
Can I tell you about the weather?
Yes.
I know our listeners want to hear about the weather. Scattered showers, mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Calm wind, chance of precipitation is 50%.
That 50% is right outside right now.
That's right. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 41 with a light north wind. It's going to be high today of a 52. 7:06, if you're just tuning in, it is the 24th of February, and I have a special hello to say to somebody I just got an email from who listens to us in Los Angeles through streaming, and that's Mindy. Good morning, Mindy, if you're listening this morning at this hour. Want to say hello, and she's a gal who has a home in both places, goes back and forth, and listened to the show yesterday with Leslie Morgan, and one of her jobs is that she works with taxes, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but I know her through my best friend Marie, who always works the Academy Awards. So since we're doing the Academy Awards show this year at the Cascade Theater, the wonderful extravaganza we're having, she's going to try to get some, what do they call it, Bob, swag? She's going to try to get some swag, which means sweatshirts, hat, you know, memorabilia. The real thing from this year that we're going to be able to give away is door prizes. I'm excited about that. Thank you, Mindy.
Well, you know, people will listen from all over, and we'd get emails from a lot of people. Yesterday's show was good with Leslie Morgan on. Talking about the assessor and the recorder duties, and that's, you know, it touches on, if you own property or have property or business, you're touched by that office. So, again, marijuana is in the headlines. Now, I don't know what it is. You know, last year, it doesn't seem like it was in the headlines that much. And then
there weren't 20 or 30
or 40
businesses up
around
Redding.
Shasta County voted yesterday to keep the moratorium on on making that final decision on, you know, pot places, growing and buying and everything. If for another, 45 days, they can take it out to 2 years on this. And the reason being is that there's court cases going on right now. I know Chief Peter Hansen and his crew is going from spot to spot inspecting the places, which is fine with me. If you're going to sell medicinal herbs that affect your brain, then, you know, if somebody should inspect it, you know, the police or the Federal Drug Administration or somebody should come by and see it, you know. You know, people say it's just medicinal I don't know if you've ever seen the handouts, the little catalogs they have for the medicinal marijuana, but it covers all different types of things like purple haze, and it says this will keep you on the couch for 3 days. Oh, this one's a peppy kind. I mean, it does. It's they're great little brochures. I mean, you could put up. We ought to put one up in here just to keep, you know, just to keep the staff happy. I mean, they're pretty happy already, but I mean happier. In case they need something medicinal to wake them up, because some of it says this doesn't make you sleepy and laid back. It gives you pep and vitality. You know, it's.
And it shows
I just, you know, so if it's medicinal,
It shows the bud, and it also talks about the taste, like you were wine tasting.
Yeah, I said, oh, this has been aged in 3 years in oaken barrels.
Yes,
you know,
kind of thing.
This one's got a slight hint of gunpowder from the shootout the sheriff had with the growers.
Beautiful color, you know, brochure. I feel like I'm shopping at Neiman's.
It is, you know, and I'm thinking medicinal marijuana. What am I missing? Something here? Am I missing something that it's grown and it's. And then, you know, of course, the first question I asked him last year when we had one of our first people on the line was, so where do you get this stuff? And he looks at me, and obviously the word stupid was written across my forehead, which is like usual. And he says, oh, people just give it to us. And I just looked at him. I said, okay, yeah, people just give it to you. Yeah, they can, they can grow, what, six plants, 12 plants, 183 plants. Does anybody know what the rules are for growing marijuana right here in our town, right here in River City? You know, we got a lot of lights right here in the studio. Should we start a little plant cultivation over there on one of our tables?
I think it's...
We could call it the KCNR Free Fire Wowie. No. Okay.
I think it's time for a break.
We need to take a break.
Yeah. On the Wowie Minute. Hey, Bob, hang on. We're going to see you on the other side. This is Carl Lindabot. Free Fire Radio.
You know, every morning when I wake up, I'm a happy little camper since I purchased my Natura all-organic latex mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Let Steve or Sonny show you a mattress that'll give you that same blissful sleep. I promise you, you won't be sorry. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you always receive one your same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and those nice guys will haul away your old mattress for free. Creason's have a huge in-stock inventory of adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds to choose from. So you can purchase your new mattress today and sleep like a baby tonight. Take it from me, you'll be a happy camper too. Locally owned since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery, Redding's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
With the cold winds of Windsor blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
If you could only see the air guitar going on, yeah. You're okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the North State. And guess what? They sell tobacco. That's right, just tobacco. Not the medicinal stuff, just regular tobacco. And then they have Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, support the community. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Bob, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Morning, Carl, Linda.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, this pocket is health care bill and everything. It's just making me sick and a lot of pain. Hopefully you get a prescription for the medical marijuana. Help me through the time.
I'm sure you're not alone, Bob.
Yeah. Plus all the talk of Dr. Woods, I don't know.
Yeah.
Over the top here.
I wish they would stop on that, all right? Enough already. You know, we saw it one day. That's enough.
You know, who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Tiger does on his off
time.
They can
or heal even, and move
he's
on.
A golfer. He's a golfer. I mean, if Tiger Woods never played golf again, what impact would it have on the world? On the
it
other
hand, have any impact on my pocketbook anyway.
Yeah, okay. And the other thing is, on the other hand, if they push through a health care plan with 51 votes that 73% of the nation doesn't want, that can have a huge impact on us. Instead, we're spending time on him and Charlie Sheen about going to rehab. You know?
I don't understand it. It just feels stupidly arrogant, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, but, you know, the thing about the marijuana here is, you know, I find it amusing that, you know, here's Reading, you know, a city of 95,000 and growing somewhat, and we have 40 of these little communes, 30 to 40 of these cooperatives around selling it, and the city of Oakland's got three. You know, what's the difference between, you know, does Oakland not need it as much as we do? Or, you know, is living in Reading, which is supposed to be one of the finest places in the United States to live, does this cause this insatiable need for medicinal marijuana?
What's the door to the
Maybe it's a peeper on the streets in Oakland. I don't know. More credible. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of violence in Oakland. Maybe that's why, you know, our violent crimes are dropping here in Reading. The more weed we sell, the less violent we get, you know.
Well, that's true. I know the sheriffs would rather break up a pot party than an alcohol party. More mellow.
Yeah, there's less chance of, hey, dude, you want me to get in the back of the car? Okay. You know, it's probably easier than going to Johnny's and trying to arrest everybody in the place that's dancing on tables. Okay. All right. I know I've carried on too long with this. All right, Bob, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. See you later.
All right. Thanks.
That was great. I love when we have our listeners call. Thanks, Bob. 605-4567. Did you read about the... Do you want to continue on with that, the pot thing?
No, occasionally I will, but only if I feel the urge to get into the purple haze side of it.
No, I don't know how many of you Twitter, but it seems that the Dalai Lama has officially gotten his own Twitter page. Bob's laughing.
There's something wrong with the Dalai Lama. I thought the Dalai Lama saw through all this.
Well, Twitter founders say that the Dalai Lama laughed at the thought of using the social networking service, but the Tibetan spiritual leader now has an official Twitter site and more than 68,000 followers. Twitter founder Evan Williams posted a message Sunday that he just met the Dalai Lama in Los Angeles and pitched using Twitter. On Monday, a Twitter page set up by the Dalai Lama's office in India carried its first message. It mentioned that the Dalai Lama had been in L.A. and gave a website link for details. So far, the Dalai Lama hasn't posted any personal messages. Back to pot.
No, let's go back. Let's go to Congress this time. For Toyota. You know, I love this. Okay, I love this. We're bringing the Toyota leaders into Congress. We're going to sit them in front of a congressional committee with, like, Henry Waxman and some of these others, and they will... not literally, but figuratively, eviscerate the Toyota leadership there. You know. Of course, the apologies aren't enough, and the fact is that they're not even sure that the recall is going to fix some of the problems. You know that. You know the Toyota believes it's the sticky car pedal and the carpet, and then there's other people saying, well, it could be electronic problem. Toyota denies this, but here's the thing: It's not something to find out what's causing this, which is the real thing, which is what everybody should be focusing on. But we want to go up and we want to flagellate the leaders of the Toyota company. We want the president of Toyota, Mr. Toyota, which is really his name, it's a family-owned business, to come in and speak through his interpreter and say, you know, I'm really sorry this happened.
He has.
And, you know, I wish it hadn't. Now, you know, the way that the Toyota company handled this was not good, but it was... based on the Japanese business ethic. So, But the bottom line is this, is I love it, is the people that are up there leading the charge against Toyota are the ones that got us into the big economic crisis, and you don't see them standing up there in front of each other saying, you know, I'm really sorry I did this. This was, you know, partially my fault. Have you ever heard anybody up there say it was partially my fault that the economic crisis happened? Have you? No, really. Have you heard anybody that said, you know what? Have you ever heard Barney Frank say, well, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have pushed that idea of everybody owning a house, you know, and then using every type of income possible, including selling tin cans on the street to buy a house? Do you ever hear Barney Frank say that in his own inimitable way? You know, it sounds like Elmer Fudd.
Well, do you think there's a cover-up? And I guess the question is, at which point, going back to Toyota, cover-up, at which point, if there have been lawsuits, deaths with brakes, with the carpet, at which point do you say we have a problem here, an inherent problem, and it just keeps getting every day as a bigger nightmare? And Bob sent, just wrote down, since when have brakes needed software? I mean, how scary is that? I didn't realize that your brakes needed software. But I suppose, and if you have a, if your car is electronically run,
well, there's computers running everything. But it's not. I don't think it's just a direct push, you know, squeeze on the brakes there. But the thing is that there were instances that seem to have been ignored. But hey, we got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about how many of the employees in the Wall Street financial firms, how much do you think they made in bonuses in 2009? In 2009, we're going to talk about how much they made in bonuses. And this was the time of change. You know, that hopey changey thing. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life?
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
and shop Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. That's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone line here is 605-4567. You want to send us an email, send it to linda@kcnr1460.com. And we are streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Today, scattered showers mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Calm wind with a chance of precipitation is 50%. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 10 p.m. Weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. The computer is up. Do email us. I'm looking to see what we've got right now. Go ahead.
One of our engineers walked by and he said, look, I know we can't smoke in the studio or in the offices, but what about if we have marijuana? How about if we had brownies with medicinal marijuana? And I said, you know, if you keep the station going 24 hours a day
it's not true.
Without one break, without one little pause, without one second not being where it's supposed to be, we'll think about it, which, of course, I know is impossible, so I guess we're safe. Hey, we're going to have some guests today. At 8 o'clock, we're having Joel Stratty McClure, who's going to come on, who went into the high attack mode. He went high into the right when the Record Searchlight said, and a headline, Stratty investigation goes forward. And, of course, it wasn't anything about his family. It was about the sale of the Stratty property, which really isn't their property and hasn't been since 2004. And as somebody pointed out, it should be called floodplain property. And that's even a completely more of the story, that it's a floodplain. If you build on it, that where's all that water going to go?
Well, she makes him for an interesting conversation, so be listening at 8.
And he travels around the world, and he's a liberal.
He's written books, and he's hiked.
Yeah.
He has hiked
the world
and walked around the world.
His viewpoints are slightly more liberal than, say, most of the people that live in the North State.
We saw him with his mother at the Sarah Palin evening performance or her talk, and I'm sure he wants to talk about that.
Well, he does, and also we love his mom. His mom has got the right idea. And speaking of the right idea, you know, there's going to be a conference here. President Obama is bringing the Republicans to the table so they can discuss the health care. The much-touted television summit that's getting ready to start. Unfortunately, there is one point that the Democrats and Republicans can agree on, that this televised summit has virtually no chance of making any changes to either side. They both suggested that Obama-hosted meeting Thursday will amount to no more than political theater. And I can't help but agree. You know, they're coming back in and they're bringing up the same plan that they couldn't get through the Senate and the House, and they haven't commingled them. It's more of the Senate bill. There's so many questions to it, but the big thing they're talking about is that nuclear option, where they can pass the health care bill with 51 votes. And I don't really think this is a good idea, since the majority of the people in the United States do not agree with it. And the fact that 51 votes, you know, to take over one-sixth of our economy may not be the way to go. The fact is that the healthcare system needs to be fixed. Is it totally broken? No. But does it need to be fixed? Does it need to be tuned up? Does it need to have a new timing, you know, chain put in and all this other stuff? Yeah, it does. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed, but I think we need to do is, and I know they don't want to, but maybe if we do really truly want something that comes from the Republicans and the Democrats, is to sit down with a blank piece of paper and say, okay, look, what's good for America? What's good for America instead of the pharmaceutical companies and the lobbyists and the drug, insurance companies and, your Aunt Gertie and all these other things? I mean, come on. What's good for America? Why can't we do that? And why can't we ask our representatives to do that? Come up with something that makes sense, that saves money, instead of taking away our rights. We got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we have another guest that's coming in, too. We'll be talking about a few of the things happening around here. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Toyota's chairman telling Congress today that he's deeply sorry for accidents that may have been caused by safety flaws. Akio Toyota also outlining his company's plans to improve safety. On the home front, Toll Brothers, builder of luxury homes, lost $41 billion in the last quarter. And Freddie Mac, the mortgage finance company, it lost nearly $8 billion. But both of those numbers are big improvements over the same period a year ago. High-end retailer Saks lost more than $4.5 billion, while the parent company of the more budget-conscious TJ Maxx and Marshalls, it showed a 58% profit increase. And in Greece today, riot police firing tear gas at demonstrators during a general strike. The Greek economy is on the verge of collapse and may need to be bailed out by other European countries. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have a lot to keep track of. You have a drawer with bank statements, a folder with some sales spreadsheets, some invoices here, expenses over there, and some customer contact info in the pocket of the jacket you wore last Tuesday. There's a better way. Get all your business information together with Intuit QuickBooks Online. It easily organizes your entire business in one place. See all your invoices, compare monthly expenses, or see your customers' phone numbers and sales history with a click. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past and present, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Good morning, Redding. 7:34 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. one way or another. Hey, you know what? I was telling, you know, you think we're supposed to get the weather off the main channels. You know, just look outside. It'll tell you. There's not 50% of precipitation. It's raining.
The chance of it raining is good. You know, you need a rain rope. Or you need a weather rope. And then if you just watch it outside. You know what a weather rope is?
No, you have to tell me.
Okay, a weather rope is you take a... You can just put it anywhere. You can put it outside your window and just on a stick or on the side of a tree, and you put the rope out there, and you look out there every day.
Is that a southern thing?
Well, it could be a southern thing. It's common sense. And what happens is if the rope is moving around a lot, it's windy. If it's dripping, it's raining. If it's just standing there really stiff.
You're just pulling my rope.
It's cold. Or it could be frozen.
You
can use your weather rope. Anybody knows that.
I am so gullible right now. I'm looking at you.
If it's nice and warm, it could be a sunshiny day. You know, just look at your weather rope out there every day. That ought to tell you. If it's dripping today, you could say, well, that's not a 50% chance of that rope being wet. That rope's wet.
Okay, you trivia seekers, is there really a weather rope, or is my husband trying to make me feel like a complete fool? It is 42 degrees right now.
If you're from the Northeast, you could have a weather rock.
A weather rock?
Yeah, well, see, it's the same thing. If the rock's wet, it means it's raining. If it's hot to touch, it means the sun's out.
Well, I grew up in the country, and so we judged a lot by the rooster.
So you had a weather rooster?
Yep.
Okay.
But he certainly didn't know if it was the dawn was breaking, because he would cock-a-doodle-doo at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, just tell me why. They're supposed to tell you when the sun comes up or when the dawn is breaking. Why do they cock-a-doodle-doo, or crow, as they say? Well, see?
They crow because...
They can?
They can't, that's right. Okay. All right, let's move on here. Let's go to the Olympics. You know, the Olympics are going on, and we're just having, you know, we don't get a chance to watch all the Olympics, so I guess we should buy a TiVo or one of those recording machines.
Normal people.
Oh, well, yeah. But, you know, the thing is we do enjoy, but, you know, they had a huge, huge mistake.
What?
Yesterday. Well, you know, the Dutch skater is a guy named Sven Kramer. This guy is like the world champion. He's gone through, he's set the world record. And he didn't make a lane change in the 10,000 meters that he was almost guaranteed to win. He didn't make a lane change, and he was disqualified. It's like somebody hitting a triple in the World Series and running the wrong way. That's exactly what it's like. And it's that huge a mistake. For that to happen. And one of the reasons, maybe the main reason it happened, is Kramer is skating very hard, and he made the change. His coach missed it and waved him back into the other lane. And at first, Kramer hesitated, and then he did go back into the other lane. So he was disqualified. I mean, huge mistake, which is too bad.
We just got a call. Bob, can you explain to us what the call is there?
Oh, okay. There was a missing person that we had heard about, and we checked with the police department this morning. We were going to talk about it, but they've come back and they said the person is no longer missing.
Yay.
So that came back. So
good.
That's
positive.
That's good. That was positive. It was a young girl. So that's good that it ended up positive. We need to do that occasionally. Okay. The other things that are going on, at 8 o'clock, again, like I said, our guest is coming in to discuss what's happened in the Record Searchlight and with him and his family. But we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460s.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee. use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Good morning, Reading. It's Carla Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If you're just tuning in, it's 7:42 in the morning. Guess what? It's February 24th, and if you look outside, it's raining. So, but you know what? We're gonna be happy with the rain. And we have a very, very special guest in the house right now. It's Maria Orozco, who is the Director of Public Relations for Reading Rancheria. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to say that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay. Here we go. We're all together here. Now, there's a really special event coming up March 6th. Tell us about it.
Well, it's our Reading Rancheria Community Fun Dinner, and it's our 7th annual. It was established in 2002, and it was our way to give back to the organizations who solicited funds through the Reading Rancheria. And, like, in 2009, there were 15 organizations who received funds, and one of them will receive an extra $10,000 gift at this dinner, and they don't know who it is. And it was a really unique year because we were able to designate the funds to the homeless. So for us to give $163,000 back and then give one more organization an additional $10,000, we're so excited.
Well, you know, here on Free Fire Radio and what Carl and I do, we are so into supporting our community and small businesses, and we know how much the Reading Rancheria has done as far as gifting and really supporting our community. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Myself? Wow, that's an interesting question.
You don't get off easy here.
Yeah. Wow, I've never been asked that before. I'm Maria. I've lived here all my life. I went to Happy Valley and West Valley. I'm a Pitt River Wintu native. My area is up in Burney, so I've been working for Reading Rancheria for 15 years, and I have a beautiful 16-year-old daughter. That's about me.
That's great.
And you do the community outreach programs?
I do. I'm in charge of all community volunteerism, so everybody at the casino in Wind River and all that always say that I always take their blood, sweat, and tears and give it right back out there, but you know what? We need to do it.
That's what it takes.
Yep.
That's what it takes. It's the full circle
event.
Okay, so tell us about the event. Tell us about March 6th. Let's circle our calendars. What can we expect?
March 6th, which themed this year is A Nightmare Before Christmas. We theme it each year, and it happens to be Disney. We love Disney. It's going to be an evening of entertainment, clues, kind of mystery. People are going to be costumed up, and there's a silent auction. There's raffles, champagne raffles, Dutch raffles, awards, really great food, and a lot of community leaders and partners that we just adore. And then, of course, the organizations who received the funds are all coming. And like I said, one of them will be the lucky winner.
So I see here that at 6 o'clock it's no-host cocktails. Mm-hmm. Dinner's going to be at 7. What kind of dinner?
It is, well, we kind of tried to do a Halloween meets Christmas dinner. So it's a blackened chicken with mango salsa type cranberry green bean with potato something. And then we're still trying to figure out what fabulous dessert to do.
Okay, so $250 for best costume.
Yes, that's always fun.
Oh, well, that makes me want to come and work my costume. You know, I've got a girlfriend that's a costumier, costume expert.
Nice.
And I bet you she would go wild costuming people, and that is, of course, Karen Bozeman from Chameleon Costumes. I have to put that in there.
Nice.
Because she moved here and has 6,000 square feet of costumes in containers that she is just waiting to have a new life. So are you going in costume?
I am.
As a Disney character?
I am not. I'm a candy corn witch.
This is like wide open to just really be imaginative.
Anything Halloween, get your costumes out of your closet. Anything Christmas and anything themed nightmare.
What kind of entertainment are you having?
It's Keyhole Mystery Theater.
Okay.
They are so great because they dress in every type of character. And then they do all sorts of songs where you're just getting little tidbits and you're thinking, who is it? And then by the end of the time, they just sing it and announce it and amazing.
So
magic.
A costume party for March 6th. Okay. And how do we get our tickets?
You can get your tickets by contacting me at 242-4516 or email me maria.oroz@win-river.com.
And the proceeds of this event go into the fund?
All goes back to the community fund, and then it's all going right back again in 2010. And this time, the RRCF is not designated for any specific. It's open to any nonprofit, so come on down. Over $200,000 we need to give out, so come on down.
Wow.
So, well, it sounds like anybody that, especially now in this economic time that we're having, that everybody is fighting like crazy to keep their heads above water, this is the time to... Again, Reading reaches out to help other people, the North State.
Yeah, we have a wonderful community.
Yes, we do. It's an outstanding community. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Is there a place that people can go online, and if for some reason somebody's not able to, you know, can they go someplace else to get the tickets, or is it just come to Wind River or the Reading Ranch? Can you get them?
I would contact me at that number.
Tell us the number again.
242-4516. I hold them all. I know where you'll be able to sit. Great spots. So
242-14.
4516.
4516. 242-4516. And we'll put that, we'll make a note of that because people will call here and say, what did they say? You know, we're just getting out of the car. So, well, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you.
It sounds like a great event. Again, it's something to enrich our community and do something where you can go have a lot of fun and come out knowing that you did something good for, those who need it. So thank you, Maria. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to Jim, who wants to talk about the weather rope. This is Carl Lindabot on KCNR 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Hey, you. Yes, you.
Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call into my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Let's go to the phones. Jim, you're on KCNR.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're doing fine.
You got... Hey. That weather rope that you have, you know, that they work really great when you have women present.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I find that, I think you explained how it works real well there, Carl, this morning. But it takes a woman and some men that are mostly light-haired to understand it, you know, to...
Blondes? You're saying blondes?
Are you talking about gray or blonde or both?
Both.
All right. I don't think we need to... Is there a weather rock?
Yes, there is.
You know what? There could be even a weather dog.
Yeah.
If it's an outside dog.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talked about this off the air with somebody else that walked through here. And, you know, it's another younger person, but not blonde. And they just had a, you know, they thought, well, that's amazing. And I'm sitting here thinking, do people think I'm kidding about this or what, you know? Weather rope.
Yeah, I mean,
it works.
It actually does work, yes. Uh-huh. And so I wanted to call in and just say that that I believe.
Oh, good. I'm glad that yours works,
rope.
Jim.
Yes.
Yeah, Jim.
Hey, and the other thing is there, if you guys grew a plant down there in the office,
yeah,
you might be able to make three brownies.
Make three brownies out of it. Okay. Well, I tell you what, you know, with all the lights we have in here, we've got a table. Maybe we could grow enough for 12 brownies.
And there you go.
Then we can invite a few friends over.
We would have to have you call in all of our listeners, our thousands of, Carl said, hundreds of thousands of listeners, and complete the sentences for us. We'd say, good morning.
And
what day is it?
Okay, and if you can complete what day it is.
Could you call us, tell us what day it is?
This is after we eat the brownies. You go. You just go, good morning, dudes. Anyway. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone.
Okay, you bet.
You bet. Okay. I was talking about employees at the Wall Street financial firms. This is just, you know, before we go into our next hour. It's in 2009, They collected more than $20 billion in bonuses in 2009, the year after taxpayers bailed them out. The payouts were about 17% higher than 2008. You know, I'm not sure that, I guess at least we know where part of the bailout money went to, is to pay these bonuses. You know, and, you know, here's the government says, hey, look, we're going to restrict how much money you make if you take money from us. And, you know, maybe they have a right to say that. Because, hey, if you're going to take money from the government to bail you out because of bad decisions, then maybe we should be able to put a restriction on you.
Let's go to the phones. Line 2, good morning, Angela. You are on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
Great. We're warming up.
I thought I'd change the tone of this to something a little more serious.
Okay. You mean you don't like weather ropes? Go ahead. What's on your mind?
The Family Justice Center. We talked to Carl about it yesterday.
Yes.
I want to say thank you for the connection to the ranch. That's going to be absolutely wonderful for the kids going to the ranch and sort of a Camp Hope that we're working on. We had the February 1st to the 3rd kickoff, and since that time we've had subcommittees meeting to go over all the different governance and sustainability and service delivery and operations for the Family Justice Center. So some really great decision makers have been coming to the table working hard over the past couple of weeks. And we meet again on March 5th to find out what our goals and objectives and how everyone has met that. Our number one challenge, though, right now is the building that we thought we were going to be able to get fell through.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Out there.
All right. So what do you need?
We need a building. We need a building in downtown Reading that has at least 4,000 square feet to house all the different agencies that we're looking at coming to the table with.
What about that building across from City Hall where Starbucks used to be? What about that building?
I'll take any building at this point.
Well, you know, one of the things is, don't you need, at least at first, you need to have space donated at first. Is that correct?
We'd like to have some space. There's so many empty buildings in Reading, and I know it would be a great tax write-off, and we have we're partnered with nonprofits, so what we're looking for is somebody to donate that space for the first year and then to negotiate a decent lease, let us get our funding secure. Of course, we have the money right now to start, but a lot of startup and operations costs. And so we've got Gino Andrade from the Bridge Mortgage Company. Can I put a little plug in for him?
Sure.
Absolutely.
He's awesome. He has been working diligently at looking at vacant buildings and talking to owners.
We just rang the bell for him.
Anything. We really need it close to the RABA station because a lot of our clients come in off of RABA.
Off the bus, yeah.
Transportation.
So how do they get a hold of you, Angela?
They can call us at 225-5220.
525. Could you say that again? There was some noise out here on our outside here.
It's 225.
225-5220. Okay.
Angela, would you do us a favor and could you put in an email to us? Do it at Linda at KCNR1460.com. What you're looking for. Give us just a blurb and we'll put that out to our listeners and some people that we know that I think I know right now somebody who's sitting on a building that could possibly help you out if they wanted to go this route. So
do that this morning.
And for all you listeners, this is something that's really, again, pouring back into our community. And tell us one more time about the organization before we close here. We've got 1 minute.
Okay. It's the Shasta Family Justice Center. We won a grant from Blue Shield for our startup and operation cost. It's a one-stop shop for victims of crime. It's to help families of violence, child abuse, elder abuse, those people who victims of sexual assault, and it doesn't replace anything that's already going on. It's not any kind of new government structure. It's just taking what we're already doing and putting everybody under one roof so that victims don't have to go out to the different, we have 30 to 60 places that you can go and get help in town who all help victims of crime.
But you're trying to consolidate them in one spot so that a person that has numerous children or just needs the help can come in just to one spot.
Right.
Okay. Definitely. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Angela.
You've got to come back later and let us know what's happening after your March 5th meeting, too.
All right. You will.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You bet. Just it's just something else that we need here that makes things easier.
When Angela sends us that email, I'll post it on our website. It should be on Free Fire Radio or KCNR 1460. They link up together. Again, 605-4567. We're taking your calls this morning. Always taking your emails, Linda at KCNR1460.com. This is Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Toyota's CEO says safety is his top priority, but some in Congress might question him on that at a hearing about to start into all of Toyota's recalls. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live on Capitol Hill.
Akio Toyota is not just the president of this company, but he's heir of the family that built the automotive empire. He's expected to tell Congress that the company grew too fast, saying they failed to keep up with that growth, which let safety slip. He originally tried to avoid this appearance, but he relented when the committee formally requested him. His apology may only be a start. Members of Congress have made it clear they want assurances from the company that this isn't going to be repeated and that its affected customers are going to be cared for. Dave?
Mike, the economy's comeback from recession depends not on the government, but Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke tells Congress,
sustained recovery will depend on continued growth in private sector final demand for goods and services.
He also says interest rates must remain low with unemployment so high. Now, to help get more people back to work, the Senate has just passed a jobs bill that would give companies tax breaks for hiring someone who's unemployed. On Wall Street, the Dow rallying up 100 points, but the housing market hits a new low with new home sales falling
by 11.2% last month. They have been keeping these records for nearly half a century, and this is the worst reading ever recorded.
Fox Business Network's Connell McShane. Drama on ice. All day at the Olympics, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in Vancouver.
And Dave, the Twitter boards are lighting up over Olympic hockey as Team USA takes on Switzerland in the opening match of the men's quarterfinals here in Vancouver today. And the Canadians still alive after beating Germany. They take on Russia, both favorites early on to win gold and loaded with NHL stars. But after today's game, one of them will be sent packing, Dave.
And Jeff, former Vice President Cheney's out of a Washington hospital after suffering a mild heart attack. A spokesman says he's feeling good and expects to resume his schedule shortly. Fox News Radio, Barron Balance.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about getting things done
on your car.
On your car.
Yeah, right. Look, you take it to the hardworking Ford-trained service professionals at your dealership.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, now just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Done?
Not yet. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See a participating California Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for mail-in rebate details through 32710.
Done?
Done.
So, what would you do if you were Miss Northern Hemisphere?
If I could change one thing in the world, I would build lots of La Quinta Inns and Suites. They would have new, inviting lobbies and thousands of new, refreshing rooms. They'd be even better than before.
But La Quinta already did that.
Can I win now?
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ. La Quinta.
Accused of going to a Littleton, Colorado middle school and randomly shooting and wounding two students is due in court the day after teacher Dave Benke tackled him to prevent it from getting worse.
I knew that after he got a shot off, I would be able to grab him before he would be able to work the action again.
One of the students is in critical condition, the shooting in the same town as the Columbine massacre. Afghanistan may be war-torn, but it's still doing big business in drugs. Still, by far the top producer of heroin in the world. That in a new report that says drugs that we are prescribed are more abused than illegal narcotics.
More than 6 million Americans are hooked on prescription drugs like opiate painkillers. According to the UN's International Narcotics Control Board, it calls prescription drug abuse a hidden problem, with cases like the death of Michael Jackson throwing a rare spotlight on it. Meanwhile, the report says date rape drugs like ketamine and GBL are becoming more visible. Rohypnol is disappearing thanks to tighter regulation worldwide. In London, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
They're buried in snow in parts of New York and Vermont up to 2 feet, canceling a lot of schools, 160,000 homes and businesses out of power, and another storm could dump another foot by Friday. Well, they've hit the big stage and the next stage of American Idol. where it was ladies first.
It's like your first kiss. Your first kiss has got to be something you're going to remember.
First up, Paige Miles of Naples, Florida. Simon says,
I think tonight you could have come out with something much more original, because you can really, really sing.
Denver street singer Lily Scott with a Beatles tune.
I'm fixing a hole where the ring is in, and I'm feeling
the power of 17-year-old Katie Stevens. The men sing tonight. Viewers' votes are announced tomorrow night. Karen Ketchum, Fox News Radio.
Well, two women and two men will get the boot the next 3 weeks until they get down to the top 12. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
I wouldn't allow that.
No, I wouldn't.
We are on. Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-456-6767. Welcome back to our second hour of our show, and okay, I'll put the coffee down.
You know what? Your head's just full of grits. And speaking of, good morning, Diane from Country Kitchen.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you?
We're great.
We're
how
great.
Are you?
Good.
Well, let's hear about, first of all, got a call from Lynn yesterday telling about you have grits.
Well,
what's
we're
the special?
A special this week with them.
Yeah, let's hear about it. Yeah, and we're going to be in.
Well, we made fried grits. And we topped them with roasted asparagus, fresh spinach and tomatoes, poached eggs, and hollandaise sauce. And it's going over really, really well. In fact, I think next week we're just going to start carrying grits all the time.
Well, you know, you need to do that. I mean, this is, you know, people put grits down, but grits are good for you.
You were raised on grits.
It makes your hair curly. You know.
Well, so far it hasn't made mine curly.
Oh, okay.
But I love them. I like mine just plain with butter, but... You might want to come down and try them.
Well, we're going to be there this morning. We're going to definitely try that. I love the Carl has been asking for grits since he's been in Redding. Have you had grits since you've been here?
Well, yeah, but I've had to leave the state of California. I have to go down south someplace.
Well, you're kidding. You didn't ask me.
Well, I should have. You know what? I should have. You're right.
And for those of you who might not know the voice or the name Diane, she is the queen of soup, of the best soups of the century, every day at Country Kitchen.
Well, and thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And they really work hard. I've known Lynn and Diane now for years, and I always say the best breakfast in town is definitely Country Kitchen. And I loved watch you guys go through your menu, go through your books, your cookbooks, to try to find something that's exciting and different with a twist, and or how you can just make the best bacon and eggs in the world. And so today, grits.
Well, great.
Well, we will we can try those out, and then maybe we'll have to talk about them tomorrow, so they better be great.
Well, I hope so. I hope you like them.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
You guys have a great day.
All right, we'll see you a little later.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You know, we have a guest here that just rolled in. Well, not rolled in. We planned it yesterday when he sent us an email. And you know, anytime that there can be a little contentious issue with the Record Searchlight, we just like to, you know, give it some airing. You know, if some things are, you know, we like the Record Searchlight. We believe every city needs a hometown newspaper, a responsible hometown newspaper, and one that presents what's going on in our community, in our county, in our state, and then onto the national level, you know, probably in that order. And sometimes, though, that there's disagreements in the paper and with what they write and some of the things they put down. And that happened yesterday, or the day before, I guess it was Monday, with a headline they had. And one of the people that it affected is now on our show, Joel McClure. Am I pronouncing that right, Strotty?
No, you never have, Carl.
It's Strotty. It's Strotty.
I've gotten over it. I've let it go. It's Strotty McClure. Okay. Incidentally, I haven't seen you guys since that great evening with Sarah Palin. And I've got a news break for you. You're the first ones to hear this.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was in character.
You got the autographed photo of it, right?
I got more than that, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm to tell you what impact she's having outside the United States. I'm taking this woman very seriously. Like Scott Brown, I think she's going to run a great campaign. She could be our first female president. As much as that disturbs me, that could happen. In any event, I was in Paris, France on Monday. And, you know, here her book is called Going Rogue. We've all read it. We understand where she's coming from. We saw her say, Loggers Rock, and reading it off the back of her hand when she was in Reading. In any event, the book has just come out in Paris, but they've changed the title. It's called Going Rouge, Going Red in French, which I think is a tribute. I think is a tribute both to her omnipresent red jacket. I think she only has one jacket, but that'll change. And to her makeup. So Going Rouge, get it in Paris today.
Well, I tell you what,
that's with a straight face. But you know, being in France, I wouldn't doubt that they did do that.
Well, it's true. France is a great country.
We can talk about that one too. Well, the fact is that their Sarkozy has taken the lead against the jihad and the terrorist, and they're fighting there because they are facing problems there every day with Muslim extremists and an overabundance of people that are trying to take over their culture.
I've lived there for 30 of the past 40 years. I love France. I love the health care in France. And I actually like both Sarkozy more than I did François Mitterrand, the socialist, primarily because you can't swim in pools. After the socialists were elected in 1982, they took the lines out of the municipal pools in Paris, where I go work out every morning. Complete anarchy in the water. They wanted this aquatic égalité. They wanted equal rights in the swimming pools.
Equal rights in the swimming pools, so you take out the lines.
I know,
right?
And it's just, so finally they put three lines back in the pool I swim out near the Pantheon. I was there on Sunday morning. So anarchy, Sarkozy is bringing the country back to the middle.
We got
to
take a break. This is Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Joel Strate.
Strate McClure.
Linda, I'm so glad you're in the
Strate
studio.
Strate McClure.
I'm so glad you're in the
Join
studio.
Join us after these messages.
With the cold winds of Windsor blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank each and every vendor and customer for going to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It was a huge success. Even though it's warming up, winter will be with us a few more months. Come by and see us at the RV and Boat Show at the Anderson Fairgrounds, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. With tax time coming up, let us show you how we can save you money every month with a Monitor or Toyo kerosene heater. We don't claim to be the oldest or the biggest stove store out there, but we do like to say our service is number one. We have bulk oil, kerosene, diesel, gas, and propane. Our estimates are free. We still offer the gift certificates and everything we sell and deliver. We have plants in Weaverville, Corning, and Redding, open 5 days a week, half day on Saturday. And remember, if you're not a Northern Lights customer, you will be. Give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, we know Stratty McClure was over there playing with the buttons. He likes to mix it up, so he said, let me go over here and push these things around. Bob left the room, and he started to, move the knobs.
The phone rang, Bob. The phone rang. I went over and answered the phone, and that's my fault. 605-4567, local radio. KCNR1460.com is our website, and we are streaming. Now, for people that called in, or one person that wrote that said, there's a delay in what you're saying and what's coming out of the computer and what's coming off the radio. Yes, that's true. But most people that listen on the computer don't have the radio to listen to. And just because of the way it works through our streaming, through the variety of computers going back through a server, there is a slight delay, yes. So
that's just the way it is.
Sorry.
So we're not like those other hot radio stations. That's what he said. Oh, most hot radio stations simulcast or do it at the same time. Sorry about that, but you're going to get what you're going to get. We're trying here.
Hey, we get better every week. Everybody knows that. Okay, Joe, let's go back to I'm going to go back to property, and then after our 8:30 break, we'll go on to some other things. The fact is that the city did buy the property in 2004 from your family at an inflated price, as you just said. Anybody that comes in and says that hey, I'm going to offer you this much money. Okay, we'll take that. And now now they're selling it to the Redding Ranch Rio. Now, I believe it's your brother wrote something that they should change the name of it to Floodplain. Is that true? Is it a floodplain that if people build there that it can cause problems to the neighbors?
Well, it's 82 acres, which is on the river, happened to be across from our home on the Sacramento River, and that's why my parents purchased it. We used it primarily for hunting. We raised peacocks. We grew strawberries. We knew it like the back of our hand. And when the river floods, the land gets wet. How many acres of it get wet, I'm not sure, because things have changed since I was last there 30, 40 years ago. In any event, much of it is a floodplain. If they want to change the name to floodplain, there were a number of names suggested yesterday on Mark Beecham's blog, Wagner's Folly. Most of the names were making fun of our poor city officials, who I'm sure are doing the best they can. Indeed, they sold it to the Rancheria at perhaps a slight profit. I think it was $1.575 million. I offered them $70,000 cash in suitcases, but they turned me down because I wanted to keep the land green. I did not want it developed as a casino, but I was not going to pay $1.5 million to keep it green. Even my brother, Lars, to which the land would have been dedicated, would have stirred in his urn had he heard me say something as stupid as $1.5 million. So out of respect for him, I kept it at $70,000. I wrote Missy MacArthur and said I'd like to be invited to the closed-door session when they discussed the land with the Rancheria. If indeed their offers was $1.5 million or less, she did not invite me, which of course meant that they had offered more than $1.5 million. The city took it.
Maybe she just didn't want you there.
It could have been that. I've known her since she was about 5 years old. Her mother was my third and fourth grade teacher at Bonnie View School. And I first saw Missy, I won't tell you where I first saw her because it would embarrass her. She's a city official now, and I don't want to do that. In any event, it looks like the land's going to the Rancheria, yet this investigation by the grand jury and the FBI into the mechanics of the purchase is certainly going to make this a very toxic affair, and we would quite frankly like our name disassociated from the property. It's already caused confusion on Monday. It's damaged financially and reputation-wise members of my family. I really think that it might be time for the Reading Record Searchlight to come up with a new name, which shouldn't be so difficult if they can come up with such imaginative headlines as the one that libeled my family on Monday.
Well, you know, it hasn't been your property for what now? 30 or four, at least 5 years, 6 years. Okay. So if it does, we need to do something about that. Or they, you know, they could do something.
We could name it after you. We could name it Free Fire Radio Land. I mean, I'm all for that. I will sell you for $1 the right to change the name to that land. $1.
You know, you've been on the plane too long.
When you come back, or when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about what's happening in Europe and kind of the temperature on what you hear on the street of what's happening with the states, what's happening with our president, and how people view us over there.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. The grandson of Toyota's founder, Akio Toyoda, takes full responsibility for vehicle flaws.
Akio Toyoda is not just the president of the company, but heir of the family that built this automotive empire. He's expected to tell Congress that the company grew too fast, saying they failed to keep up with the growth, letting safety slip.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz says the apology may only be a start.
Members of Congress have made it clear that they want assurances from the company that there won't be a repeat, and its affected customers will be cared for.
Also facing lawmakers, the nation's Fed chief.
Sustained recovery will depend on continued growth in private sector final demand for goods and services.
Ben Bernanke in his semi-annual report to Congress on the state of the economy.
In particular, consumer spending has recently picked up and tentative signs of stabilization in the labor market. Business investment in equipment and software has risen significantly, and international trade is rebounding from its deep contraction of a year ago.
Investors seem pleased. The Dow is up 75 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
What are you gonna do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big, family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaberkavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Joel Strati McClure. Joel, okay, I think we've beaten the Record Searchlight's headlines to death here, and we understand. You know, my whole thing and the last thing we'll say is there is an investigation going on about the purchase of the land, and it's been pushed forward to the grand jury. So this should be an interesting outcome on this. You know, why was it bought? How was it bought? Was there anything nefarious about it, or was it just, you know, was it done in good faith, you know, et cetera, et cetera? Okay.
Just to say, I hope the grand jury and the FBI have a field day with this. I hope they find the culpable people, if there indeed are any. If indeed there are any, and I will be more than happy to talk to both the FBI and the grand jury.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Europe. You spend a lot of time in Europe. Why?
Well, I lived there for 35 out of the past 40 years. I'm currently, as a midlife project, walking around the Mediterranean Sea, which is 16,000 kilometers or 10,000 miles. It takes me a little time to do that, so I go back frequently. I was in Paris for 10 days this month. I came back Monday night primarily to pimp my book, The Idiot and the Odyssey, Walking the Mediterranean, at a number of book clubs and book signings and bookstores. You can get it here on Amazon.com, The Idiot and the Odyssey.
By the way, we do have. And there are some extremely, extremely
passages.
Hilarious passages in there.
Especially when you read it at 5 a.m. in any event, so I was in Paris pimping my book. I don't walk at this time of year because it's too cold. I'm returning in April to walk for a couple months. I saw my 27-year-old daughter, who happens to live in London, and a large number of friends in Paris, which is still, despite the economic malaise, a buzzing capital. Restaurants are full. Women are looking good. Their business is thriving. It's such a change from – I like downtown Reading, but it's such a change from downtown Reading. And, you know, Paris, of course, has not changed physically in many respects
for 300 years. Except for the stripes on the bottom of the pool.
Well, there's this whole question about swimming pools in Paris is one reason I'm delighted to be back here to swim at the Y, where I can have my own lane and not run into half the French public trying to swim. They go both ways. I got arrested at the Forum des Halles pool, which is a private pool. They have ligne rapide, or fast lines for fast swimmers, and I was enjoying myself swimming a kilometer or two, and one woman was going very slow, so I couldn't pass her on the side. I went under her. Little did I know that in the new complex of laws in France, it's illegal to swim under anyone. You would have thought that I had set off a bomb underneath her.
Wait a minute. And it's illegal to swim underneath anybody?
Well, I know this now because I was arrested. And in fact, I thought this whole FBI investigation had to do with that altercation in Paris. So the woman yelled.
It sounds to me like a pretty much of a terrorist movement there.
The whole place, there is, in fact, at Les Halles in the center of Paris, a very large number of people who you would not want to associate with. Some of them were getting arrested as I was getting arrested. Half the people there were getting arrested. I got arrested, though, for swimming underneath this woman instead of passing her on the side. And I said, look, you should not be in this fast line. You swim like a dead pig. Now, the only thing that really upset her more than swimming under her was calling her a dead pig. The combination of those two things, once the lifeguard came over, did put me in a relatively bleak position. And I admitted, as the Record Searchlight did, that I was guilty. Take me in. They let me go very quickly, but they had to go through the procedure.
Have
it's
you heard
France.
The term ugly American here?
Yeah, I am not one. I speak fluent French. I have a number of French friends.
But it's calling the natives.
Oh, any woman,
dead
ugly pig,
look,
is not going to fly.
Dead pig. I didn't even bother noticing whether she was ugly or not. But the fact is, if you're going to have lines that say fast swimmers, you don't get in there if you're a slow swimmer.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
It's typically French female to get in a fast line and swim like a dead pig. This is just a fact of life. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
Well, now, so far we've had sexist and fascist comments here and calling women, you know, dead pigs. You know, especially if
no,
she was Muslim.
I said she swam like a dead pig.
And if she was of Muslim type, that would even be a huger insult.
Actually, as you probably know, Muslim women rarely would swim in a mixed pool with
true.
American men
and
like
they should
myself.
Not even, this shouldn't even be in the same breath.
And,
we need to, like, change subjects and talk about what happened when you hit the ground in Paris.
Well, let me just say one thing about Muslim women and swimming. I walked through Morocco in my book, The Idiot and the Odyssey, and do see a lot of Muslim women swimming, but they swim fully clothed. They
right.
do not take yeah. off their clothes. They do not wear bikinis in these particular places in Morocco and some of the chic resorts they do. So it would be very...
Do they wade into the water?
They wade into the water, and they get wet, and then they have wet clothes. But in fact, in Paris, this was not a Muslim woman, and you're not allowed to swim with your clothes in Paris pools. There are a lot of rules in these pools, which is why I don't understand this constant anarchy that prompted by the socialist election in 1982. I twittered about it when I was in Paris and put my remarks on a new site that a friend of mine started called Secret Paris. So it's out there that I'm very upset about this. Of course, then I got back and the FBI was after me. I was sure it was because about like calling the woman a dead pig, and then I found out it was about this Reading property. So quite frankly, I'm slightly relieved to be back.
I'm slightly relieved to take a break here. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
At North Valley Bank, we have proudly served the people and businesses of Northern California for 37 years. Our lifeblood is the connection we have with our customers and the communities we serve. Chances are the next time you're out in the community, you'll see that our North Valley Bank officers and staff are right where you are, where it matters most, helping us do our part to keep the community healthy. Thank you for selecting us as the best of North State. All of us at North Valley Bank are thrilled to win this award for the fourth year in a row. Winning takes hard work, and that's what we do best. Providing award-winning service to our customers, building teams to support local events, or donating our time, we're a part of our communities in every way. This award motivates us to continue to find new and different ways to get better each year and give our customers even more. Stop in or call and see how you can get more with us. North Valley Bank, best of North State, 4 years running. Member FDIC.
I enjoy Tobacco and Brew. Why? They have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. They also have an excellent choice of tobacco accessories to include pipes, humidors, cigar cutters, and lighters. And after you've made your selection, walk on over and have a great cup of gourmet coffee from Espresso Joe's. Then pick out your favorite wine or beer. They have a great selection. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a tobacco shop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Joel Strati McClure. We're talking about Europe right now. Joel's just spent a lot of time the last 30 years over there. Let's talk about some of the problems or perceived problems that we think of here in the United States when it comes to Europe. In France, there have been riots, and there have been a number of things that have happened with the Muslim population there. And one of the questions is it a problem with the assimilation? Is it a problem with the way they're treated? Is it a problem with the government?
I first of all, I lived for 10 years in Paris and 22 years in the south of France. The south of France, of course, has always attracted a large number of people from North Africa who tend to be Muslim, Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria primarily. And when their parents came after the Algerian War during the 1960s, many of them could not speak French. There was a bit of a disengagement between the arrivals and the French. Now, their children, who are considered completely French, legally French, if you're born there, you're French. My kids are French. Have assimilated to a great degree. They speak French. They go to French schools, and they get along very well with everybody in the community. There is, however, there, as there would be virtually anywhere, 10% of the immigrant population who have not assimilated and are very upset about some of the regulations that they find in France. The big thing has been not wearing scarves or veils in school, which is against the law there. The French at the moment are trying to figure out how they stand on this whole issue by having a nationwide poll to try to figure out just what it means to be French. And trying to figure out just what it means to be French, as you can imagine, is a very controversial thing. The French, unlike the Americans, really have a social contract in which they try to put the common good, the good of the society, above themselves as individuals, which is why things like health care and homelessness and other issues are taken care of much better there than they are in the United States.
Let's go back to the what's it mean to be French. And you say this has had a backlash. And why is that? Is it because they're I know they have passed laws that you cannot wear scarves or head coverings in schools, and that caused a problem. But what's the backlash from what's it like to be French, or what is it to be a French?
Well, it's not yet really a backlash. I think what's happened is it's become a much more complex issue than when the government decided to try to figure out what it means to be French and to direct the country and its policies along those lines. The traditional Frenchman of 20, 30 years ago, just after the war with the beret, the baguette, and everything else, is dead. And the country has evolved in technology in many areas much faster than the United States has. And that has led to a lack of a homogeneous definition of what it does mean to be French. So you find French on every end of the political, social, religious, and moral, ethical spectrum. And it's very difficult within that to come up with a definition of what it means to be French. Plus you have the large immigrant population, the largest Islamic population in Europe. I think it's 10, 13, 15% of the population today. So the mix is actually very interesting. It's been a backlash only in that what seemed to be like a simple process has turned into a very complex one. I do think Europe's having tremendous problems right now. First of all, with the euro, Greece was on strike yesterday. Nothing functioned there. When I got to the airport in Paris on Monday morning, all the Lufthansa pilots from Germany had gone on strike. And this is because people in Europe generally, and in France in particular, have a social network and web that protects them that we don't have in the United States, and they're not going to let that go for any reason whatsoever.
Joel, explain to us what Greece is.
Greece would be a country.
Oh, Greece. Okay, Greece. When you said Greece was on strike.
Greece was on strike yesterday.
I thought it was standing for, like the initials of something.
No, okay. The entire country stopped yesterday because, as you know, they have tremendous economic deficit and financial problems that, in theory, other Europeans are going to come to protect them from going down the tubes. And this impacts the euro, which is falling against the dollar after having been strong for the past 5 or 10 years, and is having repercussions across the entire continent. I think France is looking relatively good. I've got a friend who's in charge of financing green industries. He's giving out 18 billion euros. That's a lot of money to projects in industry to promote environmentally friendly industries. The restaurants are full. I had tea with the owner of the Tour d'Argent, one of the best and most theatrical restaurants in Paris. They're doing full guns. Every restaurant I went to was full. You do not feel that there's an economic crisis in France, but you do feel that there is this underlying tension as a result of the French identity thing and the Islamic population. I mentioned that I was arrested, detained. I don't want to exaggerate this for swimming in a fest.
And first of all, you know, Joel, when he talks, has his tongue firmly in his cheek a lot of times here, as far as things like being arrested.
This is a true story.
Well, no, I know it's a true story, but, you know, it's a difference between being arrested, taken down by the gendarmes, and beaten in one of the cells with hoses and being detained.
And I actually don't think they do that very often.
Well, on that note, with tongue-in-cheek, we do have to take a break. And coming back, this is Carla Lindebot. Our guest is Joel Strati McClure, and we'll be right back.
Prisson's Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisson's provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisson's Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. For the best night's sleep of your life, choose your next mattress from Prisson's Mattress Gallery. Always 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, or free bed frame. And we always haul away your old bedding. Improve your quality of life with a great night's sleep every night from your locally owned Prisson's Mattress Gallery, where we keep our dollars local. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Tired of driving to big box pharmacies in town just to wait 15 minutes in line to talk to a real person? Then come to Palisadro Pharmacy, where you usually get your prescription and you're on your way in about 10 minutes. Owner Dean Wolford takes pride in his prompt personal service. Palisadro Pharmacy has a great selection of cars and OTC products, including Burt's Bees. Ask about their 10% off senior discount and free mailing. Experience what fast personal service used to be at Palisadro Pharmacy, south of Cedar Tree Restaurant off Highway 44 on Deschutes Road.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You want to turn that down? This is Carlin and the Bot, 605-4567. This is our last 8 minutes into our show here. Joel Strati McClure. Joel, you know, the French, we were just talking offline here, that where Greece has gone on strike, and then the Germans join in as part of, hey, we're all in this together type thing. Sarkozy has taken the lead, really, in Europe in facing some of these hard problems. Am I correct in that?
I think you are, and I think he's got a number of challenges. They do have a social safety net that is very costly, and financing it is one of his problems. It's completely egalitarian. There's universal health care. I lived there for 30 years. My kids were born there. And compared to the United States, it makes the United States health care system look like the third world in terms of being very expensive and excluding a third of the population. In any event, they have a number of things right. He has to make some adjustments to the economy to ensure that this will be paid for.
Because right now, you can't continue the way they're going. Is why a lot of these other countries are in deep trouble. They've got a social safety net there, as you're talking about, but the taxes have gone up 65-70% for the people. And then, and I know in certain countries that we have visited, that people say, we just don't declare that income. We declare it this much, and we keep the other on the side. So now you've got a gray economy going there.
Well, the tax system is being revised. For example, foreigners in France today are having to pay income on a wealth tax, which anything over 700,000 euros that they have in their portfolio is being taxed as part of a wealth tax in France. So many foreigners are evaluating whether it makes sense to stay in Paris today. However, I lived there for a long time. The system works very well, whether you're dealing with transport, education, healthcare, or other things that the government is providing. For the most part, it works tremendously well and is very successful.
How is France looking at, are we still the ugly Americans, or would you say that we are thought of more as their friends today?
I am an ugly American just because I swam under that woman and called her a dead pig the other day, but most Americans are not. I speak French, and I actually get along very well with the French. The ugly American thing is long gone. You know, I want to bring up one of the reasons that I think the French deserve a lot of credit. President Jacques Chirac counseled President George W. Bush not to invade Iraq and to simply wait to see if there were weapons of mass destruction for another 6 weeks. He turned out to be completely correct. The French have never, ever rubbed that in our face. We would not be where we were today if George Bush had listened to Jacques Chirac, but they have never said, "We told you so." And I've always been very impressed with that. And they've always been able to distinguish between an individual American looking for a toilet on the streets of Paris and George W. Bush, who wasn't able to find a toilet in the White House.
Well, and again, we can disagree on those things. The fact is also is that many of the world leaders thought that George W. Bush was exactly right, that there was weapons of mass destruction there.
He's been proved to be wrong.
Now, but back then, if we got to go back and look at the situation during all that, was that every intelligence agency, except maybe the French, and maybe I think even the French included for the intelligence agencies, they all agreed. Now, whether they were right or wrong, and what they went in there with a preconceived notion is something else. But that's a subject for another time.
In any event, they did not rub into our face
yes.
what they were correct about.
Now, one of the things you said was under the old regime, you had anarchy. It was a socialist regime with anarchy. And the difference then between Sarkozy and the last regime, how if he's bringing anarchy, yet they're still a socialist society.
Well, actually, they're not a socialist society anymore, and the socialist government wound down in the 80s and was replaced by Jacques Chirac.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, to a large degree on a national level, a right-wing conservative government for a number of years. What the socialists did, though, was like taking the lanes out of the municipal pool, try to put everybody on an egalitarian level. Whether you were foreign, whatever race, whatever religion, you were equal in the eyes of the government. I lived in France at the time, and across the street from my house, Congolese squatters had taken over a building. We heard screams from rape and murder, people killed. It was a terrible situation. Jacques Long, who was the Minister of Culture at the time, came by my place. I was a journalist then, and kissed my baby daughter and said, "You know that the Congolese have rights too. We can't just go in and expel them." It took a year and a half to deal with the situation that under a different regime would have been dealt with in about a minute. These people were there illegally, but the socialists had this egalitarian streak in them, which I think is very commendable, but often can lead to paradoxes and impracticalities. So I think today Sarkozy is very highly regarded. I had dinner Sunday night with Jim Bitterman, who is the CNN correspondent in Paris and has lived there for a long time, and he thinks, Sarkozy is always the smartest guy in the room, and for the most part, his strategies and remarks have prevailed and have been correct. So he's still very, very popular, even though he is taxing Americans who live in grants for their wealth tax, which obviously is very onerous and is making some people decide that they don't want to stay there throughout the year.
Well, you know, our guest today, Joel Strati McClure, has brought in it travels throughout the world and has brought in a different viewpoint on things here, which is what we always are trying to find here, is so we can hear everybody. And the fact is that there has been a retraction, which originally started about the headline, which is everybody is, you know, we're happy to see that. It's not the Strati property anymore. It hasn't been for years, which is a big thing, which is what you originally came for today. So thanks a lot for coming on.
I always love seeing you guys.
Well, we want to have you back on again.
I'm here all the time, except when I'm gone.
I want to have your mom on.
Well, my mother remains. She's your kind of person. She does Obama Ranch. She is ready to come.
Yeah. Bring her on.
Yeah. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.